All right, well, good morning and welcome to Coffee and Devotions. It's so great to have you this morning. It's where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, I have my Bub Chub with me, Bubba Bubba, and we are at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 25 through the end of the chapter, or 27 through the end of the chapter. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee, we'll pray and get into God's Word.
I didn't make you tea.
All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day and for your word. We pray now that as we read your word, you would let us fix our eyes upon you, that we would know you and love you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 27 through the end. You want to read the first part or you want to read the second part?
Second part.
Okay. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due. When it is in your power, when it is in the power of your hand to do so, do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and I'll give it to you tomorrow when you have it with you. Do not devise evil against your neighbor, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Do not strive with a man without cause, if he has done no harm, you no harm. Do not envy the oppressor, and choose none of his ways.
For
the perverse person is an abomination
to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright. The cause of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just. Surely he scorns the scornful, but he gives grace to the humble. The wise shall inherit glory, but the shame shall be the legacy of fools.
Okay, so let's kind of talk through this, right? So these are godly principles for living and kind of how God generally operates. Oh, you're like barely down here. You want to come sit up here next to me? There we go. Okay, so all right, don't withhold good from those to whom it's due when it's in your power to in your hand to do so. If you're working real hard and I got money to pay you, do you think I should be like, come back tomorrow and I'll pay you?
And then I wrote you total, and then you have the money. You're like, no, wait till tomorrow and I'll give you the money. And then it just builds up to like I get $1,000,000.
Yeah, but is that very nice to you?
No.
Can you go home and buy food for your family?
No.
Nope.
So I don't have a family, I just do myself.
Yeah, but you can't go and buy the stuff that you might want to buy, right? So if you have the ability to do good to your neighbor, when should you do it?
When they should get the good that they need.
Yeah, right. Give people good if you're able to do it. Okay. Do not devise evil against your neighbor, right, or calamity, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Why do you think God gave us neighbors?
God didn't give us neighbors.
Yeah, we have neighbors. They're half a mile away, but we have neighbors.
For safety.
Yeah, right. When we're away, can Mr. Kurt watch our house?
Yeah.
When he's away, can we drive by his house and make sure nothing's going on there?
Yep.
Yeah, right? We have neighbors for a reason. It's for our safety, right? Don't do them harm. Do not. What did Jesus say about our neighbor? What were we supposed to do with our neighbor?
Love our neighbors as ourselves.
That's right. Love our neighbors. That's right. Do not strive with a man without cause if he has done you no harm. Ooh. Fight. So like when you're with your brother and sister, can you sometimes pick fights? For no reason?
Yep.
Yeah, right? Hey, don't pick fights with people when there's no reason, right?
Because there's no reason.
Exactly. Don't envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways, right? So don't follow after the crooked person, right? For the perverse person is an abomination. Do you know what an abomination means? What do you think abomination means?
Disgrace.
Well, more than disgrace. Have you ever eaten something that you really hate?
Yeah.
What do you want to do with it?
Spit it out and throw it away.
Yeah. Right. That's how the Lord thinks of a perverse person or a crooked person. Yeah. But his secret counsel is with the straight person, with the upright person, with the one who follows the straight and narrow. Right? And then it kind of talks about how God treats different people, right? Verse 33, the curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked. But what does he does? What does he do for the home of the just? What's verse 33 saying? What does he do for the home of the just?
The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked. But he blesses the home of the just.
What do you think that means?
He gives good things to the... Normally good things will happen, like fights will break out, stuff like that.
Yeah, right? He blesses them. He makes them happy.
Yep. But yeah. The other person...
Not so much, right? No.
That's good.
Yeah, and so... he scorns the scornful. That means like the mocker, like, right? Yeah, the mocker.
He mocks the mocker.
That's exactly right. But he gives grace to the humble, right? He favors people who are afflicted. Right? The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. So if you're a fool, how are people going to remember you? Are they going to be like, oh, I remember that guy. He was a good guy. I was going to be like, hey. Yeah, that guy was a fool. Yeah, right. All right, what do you think was the best verse to summarize this section? You like 27 and 28? Okay. I really liked verse 33. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just. What would you guys underline? What would you underline in your Bible as the best verse? All right, see, Colin, we've had lots of things to talk about. What do you think in your life? What do you think you're going to walk away from here and remember?
Give good to those who you need to give it to.
All right, yeah. Give good to... You know what I'm going to remember?
What?
For the crooked person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright. All right, so the Lord doesn't like the crooked person. But he takes pleasure in us when we walk in his paths. Mm-hmm. Do you know how we're able to walk in his paths?
By doing good.
Well, why are we able to?
Because of Jesus Christ.
That's right, because of Jesus and his spirit, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what God does. He makes us more and more like Jesus, teaches us to love more and more like Jesus.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, you ready to pray?
Yep.
All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for giving us these instructions, these principles upon which to live our lives. Lord, we pray that we would walk not in the paths of the scorner, of the perverse, Lord, but that we would follow after you, that we might go through the narrow gate. We pray that you might not let us go to the right or to the left, but that we would love you with all of our heart and love our neighbors as ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today. May you fix your eyes on Jesus Christ, and may you love like him. We'll see you tomorrow. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye.